from OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to the Current OC. I'm Taylor Mulford.
And I'm Noah Baker, and I'm glad to be making my debut on the show. The two of us are no strangers to working side by side. In fact, we perform together right here at the OCHS Drama Guild.
Regrettably.
Well, good thing somebody entertaining is finally at the helm, and they ain't blonde.
You wouldn't know entertainment if it shot fireworks at your face.
Well, speaking of entertainment, we will both be taking the stage this weekend for the Drama Guild's fall play, Peter and the Starcatcher. Let's take a sneak peek at what to expect.
The opening of the show is set for this Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. It's the first of three live performances here at the school auditorium. Peter and the Starcatcher is a Tony Award-winning play about the origin story of Peter Pan. The play features over 50 members of the OC Drama Guild who have spent the past 2 months preparing for the show. Tickets cost $10 for students and $16 for general admission. With more on the play, here's some members of the cast and crew.
It's the backstory of Peter Pan. It's how an orphan boy who was brought to the docks of London by a cruel master becomes Peter Pan by the end of the story.
People can expect a wonder of things. There's a lot of emotional themes. There are really comedic scenes, and there are some love scenes.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity I've been given to be a lead my freshman year, and really excited to, you know, do the show.
It's been really great, and it's a perfect experience to have with my friends, a lot of talented people in the cast.
From our amazing performance by our color guard, dance, and cheer teams to welcoming our sports and homecoming court, the pep rally was a major success.
Now, let's take a look at our first pep rally of the year. Ocean City High School brought the hype at this year's pep rally. The student section was loud from the start, showing off that Raider pride. Then, Howie the Red Raider came out and got everyone even more fired up. One by one, our teams made their entrances. Surf, tennis, volleyball, girls cross country, and boys soccer, each getting huge cheers from the crowd. The student hosts kept the energy rolling before the cheerleaders took over with a routine that had the whole gym clapping along. After that, the dance team hit the floor with an awesome performance, and the band kept the vibe going with music that filled the room. The homecoming court showed off their skits, mixing color guard moves, dancing, and some fun competition that had everyone laughing and cheering. It was a night full of school spirit and greater pride at OCHS.
Now let's spice things up with a look at one of Pep Rally's highlights, the Jalapeno Bowl. This was the second year of the event and has quickly become a fan favorite. This year's Jalapeno Bowl turned up the heat. Many students and staff participated in the competition, competing for who could eat the most amount of jalapenos in a matter of minutes. We saw sweating, we saw determination, and yes, we even saw one contestant reconsider every life choice they made that led them to this moment. In the end, contestant Cole Haverly won the 2025 Jalapeno Bowl. A big congrats to our winner and much respect to all who joined the fun. It was spicy, chaotic, and the best way to kick off a great school year. That was a lot of jalapenos. I don't know how they did it.
I know how.
How?
Wouldn't you like to know? Let's go into the halftime show on homecoming. The junior princess, Emma Vince, signs her autograph for the camera. The homecoming court was walking the red carpet and smiling for the cameras in front of Raider Nation. Logan Porter takes home junior prince honors. Senior Jude Govern wins the homecoming king, and your 2025 homecoming queen is Addison Bradshaw. Everyone looking great, an awesome job by student council running homecoming this year. Wow, homecoming really was a blast this year.
You didn't even go.
Let's send it over to JP Urban with our athletics. Take it away, old sport.
Huge year here for our fall athletes here at OC. Cross country titles, exciting finishes, and a great intensity. Nobody runs like our OC boys, which once again dominated the Cal. Our current OC cameras were on the scene at the Cape Atlantic League championship race, and Ocean City dominated. The Red Raiders won the team title, putting all five scores in the top 10, led by senior Eric Preissner, who took first with 15 minutes and 32 seconds. Juniors Nathan Ashman and Keenan Newman followed in second and third. Earlier in the season, OC rolled through the Cape May County Championship, sweeping the top spots. They also captured the South Jersey Group 3 sectional at Dream Park, which, with Preissner and Ashman going 1-2, all five scores finishing top 10. With strong depth and veteran leadership, Coach Matt Perdue's squad tells us what makes Ocean City cross country such a dominant force year in and year out.
Definitely that's a tradition. It's always like Ocean City Cross Country has been like one of the top sports in the school, and we like to keep it that way. We have guys who are willing to put in the work. We're very disciplined. We show up every day. We practice when most teams don't. And I think that just puts us above many other teams.
All right, let's switch gears and head out to the water, where Coach Garza's Ocean City Surf team continues to make waves after another incredible season. The Red Raiders once again proved they're one of New Jersey's elite, finishing second in the state against eight of the top teams. It was a standout year individually as well. James Carr took first in varsity longboard. Cruz Denofa grabbed first in varsity shortboard. Maddox McWeeble earned first in JV shortboard. And Carter Dooley claimed first in JV longboard. Another outstanding season for the OC Surf team. Let's head out to the water for a day with the team. We finished with boys soccer, which made a spectacular run to the South Jersey Coaches Cup Finals as the 15th seed. Chase Bowman led the way this season with 11 goals in the first 12 games. That's it for sports. Back to Noah and Taylor.
Thanks, JP. What a great season so far.
Right. The trees are shedding their leaves and the crisp autumn air is filling our days with delight.
Sports. I'm talking about sports, Noah.
Sorry, I just really love this time of year.
Okay, we really need to get to the weather. Grady, tell us the forecast.
Thanks, Noah and Taylor. Let's take a live look at the boardwalk cam. You see the flag blowing, winds out of the west. And as you expect, cold and windy. There's not going to be too many people out on the boardwalk. Take a live look at the radar. See rain out Denver, west coast. It's going to make its way to us later this week. Take a closer look at our area right now. All right, so you see a little bit of cloud cover. Nothing too significant right now, though. Okay, let's take a look at the current conditions. 48 degrees, partly sunny. Winds out of the west, 15 miles an hour. Stay like this rest of the day. Okay, let's take a look at the regional temperatures. You see Philadelphia, 47 degrees. 47 degrees in Millville as well, and then you see 49 in Atlantic City, and then the water temperature, 51. That's going to continue to drop as the temperatures do. Okay, let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Oof, not looking too good. Rain the next couple of days, 50s, cold, rainy. That's typical for this time of year. It'll clear back up by Sunday, and then cloudy again on Monday. Thanks. Back to you.
Well, ain't that just the way. The air is getting chilly, and the holidays are coming to Ocean City. And so our school teams and clubs drift onward into the unknown future.
Now you're just doing too much.
At least I'm not sitting there judging like a judger.
Ignore him. And remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJ.com.
But mainly, remember to stay up to date on our social media at OCNJTV. And be sure to like and follow our page, too.
Thanks for watching.
No. Thank you more for watching.
No, thank you most for watching. And now we leave you with sight and sounds from the OC Halloween Parade.